Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
Well, good Saturday afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to catch my drift. Derek, I think it's getting time to change that music. What do you think? Are you getting bored with it?
Yeah, it'd be nice to change it up a little bit, maybe.
I've been thinking about that, so I'm going to have to get some stuff to you and have you see if you can get you or Brandon, maybe, in the other office there. Brandon's sitting there looking at me. We'll have to do a little change up. I'm ready for a fresh set of music on the drift here. Thank you for tuning in. Always glad to be here. Got a lot to cover today, and I wanted to start out with something local, but before we do that, let's take care of the sponsor this half hour is thedailydrift.com. Now, thedailydrift.com is a website where you can get links to all the news you need to know. And if you want to advertise on it, you can call me, 734-629-6010, or email me, gary@thedailydrift.com. And that's how you can email me your comments as well. If you don't want to call in, 734-822-1600, I'd like you to, because your comments are as important, if not more important than mine. So feel free to call in with your comments or questions. And you can bring up anything from the Daily Drift or something of your own if you choose. And I can't guarantee you that I have answers for you, but I can guarantee you I can look for them if I don't know how to find those things. So check out thedailydrift.com. That's at www.thedailydrift.com. And you'll see all those links. Great, great place to catch the news you're not going to see in the mainstream media. So the Current newspaper, I am the chief editor of the Current newspaper, is out. The June edition is already out. It should be in your mailboxes. If it's not there today, it should be there no later than Monday. And it is available online. It's been online for about a week. You can go to currentonline.com, C-O-U-R-A-N-T, online.com, and catch the latest edition of The Current. A lot of good stories in there. And make sure you frequent those advertisers because they help us bring you that news. So, well, I want to start with something a little local this Saturday. Governor Snyder is calling in federal help to push for Medicaid expansion. So the FREEP is reporting from Mackinac Island. Now, if you didn't know, the Detroit Regional Chamber does their annual Mackinac Policy Conference. Now, for me, this always strikes me as kind of funny. It's probably the most expensive hotel and venue that in the state of Michigan, and yet people from Detroit, I'm sure there's a lot of government entities going there, spending all kinds of money at the Mackinac. What's the name of the big hotel there, Derek? The Grand Hotel? Is that what it is? The Grand Hotel. I've never been there. You know, someone looked at me the other day. I said, I've never been to Mackinac. And they looked at me like I was an alien or something. I've not been to Mackinac Island yet. And I keep saying every summer I'm going to go up and spend time, but I can't seem to do that. If you've been there and you think I should go, give me a holler, 734-822-1600. But I have not been there yet. But I do know it's expensive, and that's probably subconsciously what's keeping me away. That and the fact that I can't drive a car. I have to drive a horse or walk. God forbid I should have to walk somewhere like that. Now, joining me in the studio is Wham's famous community calendar guy, Brandon Drake. Brandon, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Gary, and it's great to be here. And actually, it's afternoon.
It is afternoon. Well,
but hey, who's counting?
Yeah, well, you know, I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning, so for me, it's nighttime. It might as well be.
And plus, we're Western Michigan grads, so, I mean, we really don't know what's going on.
Welcome to Western.
Yeah, exactly. Carried over all the way to this point in time.
Oh, yes. I almost feel like just not doing all this politics today and just doing something stupid, but
do you want to relive the 80s?
You know what? I relive the 80s every day. That's my wife will say that. She goes, you've still got clothes in the closet from the 80s. When are you going to throw them out? And I'm like, you know, I just can't part with some of those clothes. I keep waiting to have that 80s party again so I can wear them, you know?
They're classics. They will never go out of style, ever.
Yeah, now she really laughs at me because I've got you remember Gerbeau jeans, right?
Marie-Francois
Gerbeau, they were these jeans and jean jackets back in the day, right?
Right.
So they were the fancy, they were the things. I mean, all the rock stars of the 80s were wearing them. And I happened to buy a purple jean jacket, right? And it's this brilliant 80s color Miami Vice color jacket. And it's like brand new because I never wore it then. I think I was ashamed to wear it then. But I love it. And it's got those sloping shoulders, 80s style, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I can't bear to throw it away. I don't know what it is.
You know? You can't do it, Gary. Don't do it.
I can't. I did finally throw away some of those pants that are tight at the ankles and baggy. You know what I mean? I couldn't fit into them anyways, but I did throw those away.
Yeah, because it went from bell bottoms in the 70s.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, everyone had the shaggy hair and over the ears and that kind of thing. And then in the early 80s, all of a sudden, you know, we're all walking around Western with almost like Marine crew cuts and the jeans went the other direction.
Yep. The little peg leg jeans they went down to. And I still remember my Earth shoes. I think the Earth shoes were in about that same time as the peg leg jeans too, because I remember doing that little roll up thing with them. But enough about that. So we're talking about the Medicaid expansion here in Michigan, and almost every conservative is against it. I'm against it. From what little I know, I'm not an expert. If you are an expert or somebody knows something, feel free to let us know. But I'm trying to look at Derek, and I think he's got a phone call, but I can't quite figure out who's on the line there anyways. I guess I should have looked at that ahead of time. But they want to expand Medicaid, which will bring in another 470,000 Michigan residents, low-income Michigan residents, into the Medicare program. You think that's going to cost a little bit of money?
I would think so, and plus it's going to cause a collective mentality of dependency.
Right, right. Now, my taxes are bad enough. And this Obamacare thing is driving me crazy, because you know what? I'm already seeing my insurance at work creeping up.
Oh, it's outrageous.
And I've seen family members now, you know what? Blue Cross Blue Shield is already starting to play funny games. And I imagine all the insurance companies, they're looking to tighten the belt. You know what I mean? You're not just going to get services even if you need them. They want to run you through the mill before that happens. So it bothers me that it's not just the government screwing us over by putting more people on there and raising our taxes to handle it. It's the fact that the private sector is already feeling the pinch.
And you know what's interesting, too, is that Obama continually wants to expand government, but with all the scandals that have come out and he, you know, claims he doesn't know anything, he can't control the government he already supposedly runs.
Right. Yeah. Oh, and scandals galore. I'm so glad you joined me today, because we're going to go. I think the last time the scandals had just started when you joined me last. And now, man, they're just getting worse by the day, which is unbelievable.
And now we're digging it deep.
It's
going to be, it's great stuff.
So if somebody out there has any information on Medicaid, feel free to call in. I would love to talk to you. But it bothers me that Governor Snyder can call in the federal troops. He's talking with Catherine Sebelius, you know what I mean? And that bothers me. It's like talking with the enemy. I'm certainly not sleeping with the enemy, but talking with the enemy. So we've got John from Farmington Hills calling in, wants to talk about the government control of national parks. John, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on your show.
No problem. What do you got going on, John?
Okay. I listen a lot all the time because I'm very concerned with the direction our country's heading to a lot of conservative stations. And a caller pointed something out, and I remember it clearly, seeing it myself when President Bill Clinton was in office. They showed him on camera on TV sitting at a desk and busily signing away all these papers, document after document. And he had gotten all of the national parks like the Grand Canyon and Yellowstone and Rocky Mountains and all these places from the states. And he said, under the guise that now that the government has this land, it's going to be protected. And the caller pointed out that if the states don't get contacted by all the people politely with emails and phone calls and say you need to reacquisition the land, that at some point it's inevitable that China, since we're such a debt to them, they're going to call us on it. And when we can't produce the money, the caller said, then the government, especially the way President is, they feel is going to say, well, here, you can take this and take that and have that. And I think they'd be more than happy, considering that he's already given them, from what I've been told, 90% of every state's natural resources, including fresh water.
Right. Well, you know, that makes a lot of sense, John, because I tell you what, we do owe the Chinese a lot of money. And frankly, the Obama administration, we'll get to later today, just basically gives our military secrets away. So if they're going to do that, they might as well do two for one. We'll give you a national park with the plans to the new F-35. You know what I mean? I want to sell it. Here we go.
I agree with you completely.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like you and I are doing some premise writing a fiction novel, but the reality is you got to look at who you're dealing with. The first people that the Russians felt that they could get to hear and get them swayed to their way of thinking was Hollywood, the people that live in the land of make-believe.
Right.
And then, you know, they control the influence of a lot of different states and cities and counties because they knew once everybody had a television, you know, and they knew the power of the media, and people say, oh, no, it's not powerful, and I say two things. One, why do you run commercials if they're not powerful, like, you know, these other messages you send to people? Or, two, why was there a law passed that since we see 8 frames per second at the drive-in theater and they just insert one frame out of the 8?
Yeah, the old subliminal. Wasn't that what it was there?
Popcorn, intermission.
Yes, yeah.
You can't do that. So they know that they can infiltrate, and then if you de-educate a person or control what they're learning, and they're looking to the adult like they do at home, and you're told to listen, and you don't connect with your child, you assume that they're getting what you got, and it's not. And the next thing you know, with everything else mixed in there,
right?
You know, it's not at all a far stretch what you just told me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right, John. And thank goodness, you know, people like you and I and Brandon and Derek are in this entire radio station, actually. We're beating that drum every day, and I'm glad that you're on top of it. So, you know, John, I'd love to have you call in again, man. It's awesome. I'm glad you're paying attention out there.
I will call in again, and I appreciate the airtime that you gave me. Thank
you got it, much. John. Thanks. Take
God
care.
Bless the USA.
You're right. You too. Bye-bye. Okay, so John's hitting it right on the head. You know what I mean? That's... What is next with this administration? Anything's possible.
Well, you know, you mentioned a very interesting concept of giving the Chinese our secret weapon systems plans before they steal them. You know, and maybe we'll get something out of it before they steal them. So, you know, I'm being facetious here, but maybe there's a certain logic in that.
Well, you know what? Maybe you're now when you think of that, maybe Obama's being really the alter cagey guy, and he's letting them steal our secrets because they've put something bad into it. So they're building a bunch of fighter jets based on our design, but their design that they're stealing from us is going to fall apart in midair. Ooh, maybe he's the smartest man in the world and not the dumbest guy like I claim all the time.
Or even if they're not going to be wired up to fail, he looks at it like, you know what? They're going to steal it anyway, so... Let's get a little cash up front from the deal. It's like if you know someone's going to steal your car, but they offer you, say, I don't know, a couple grand for it up front. It's like, okay, just give me the money and you're going to take the car anyway.
Thank you so much for National Park.
Yeah,
we like
right.
Our National Park.
That's right. We got to get rid of that George Washington statue picture on the rocks, though.
All right, we're going to go into a break, Derek.
A little Kim Jong-un on there.
We'll deal with that on the other side. Thanks for tuning in to The Drift. We'll see you in a minute.
It's time for America's Vital Signs with Dr. Dave Janda, your weapon of mass instruction.
So Barack Obama, who claims he has the most transparent administration in American history, is now trying to explain why his administration was running guns and weapons to the drug lords in Mexico, why his ambassador was running weapons to Islamo-fascist terrorists in Libya and Syria, why he and his Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, then abandoned the same ambassador and dozens of Americans in Benghazi, Libya, when they were being attacked by the same terrorists they provided weapons reasons to, why the IRS that he oversees was targeting conservatives, conservative organizations, Tea Party organizations, and individuals who oppose his freedom-stripping agenda with audits and financial harassment, and why his Justice Department was illegally monitoring and taping members of the media and their contacts and sources. This is reminiscent, folks, of 1974 and Richard Milhouse Nixon. This isn't hope and change. It is abuse of power. Can you say impeachment? Thanks for listening. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, your weapon of mass instruction here exclusively on Wham Talk 1600.
This Freedom and Liberty message was made possible by the best-selling book, The Awakening of a Surgeon, written by Dr. Janda, a book featured on The Oprah Winfrey Show and The Glenn Beck Show. The book instructs you how to take control of your health and how to take back your healthcare freedom. Available online at Amazon.com and NoInjury.com. Get your copy today.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
Greetings, my name is Pastor Yule, host of Just Joshua. I'm delighted to announce that Just Joshua will be heard every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. here on Wham. Come journey with us down Freedom's Highway as we discuss today's happenings from a Black conservative Judeo-Christian perspective. Every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., come journey down Freedom's Highway on Just Joshua.
Scandalous. There you go. So I'd love to have Tom Jones sing that tune. You know what I mean?
Oh, he was
Tom
great.
Jones doing Tupac. Imagine that. So let's talk Benghazi for a minute, because you know what? It's getting so. I think for me, this is the scandal of scandals, because Americans died. You know what I mean? Due to the fact that we were completely unprepared. The State Department was ignoring emails. They knew things were bad. I've heard a few people say, oh, Chris Stevens shouldn't have been there. You know what? Chris Stevens was sent there. He didn't go there out of the blue.
Right.
You know what I mean? This comes down to your favorite and my favorite, Hillary Clinton and the State Department. And it's amazing how she's kind of sliding on by, not being held accountable. You know, how is that possible?
Well, you know, we've talked about this before, and it just seems that it's a perfect storm of the media, maybe the people in our country not wanting to believe or don't choose to believe that she could be so incompetent / you know, what other descriptions do you want to throw at her?
That's what I was thinking. Is it incompetence? Is there a reason behind it?
You know, and incompetence is probably the most benign way of describing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other things that we've brought up as far as, you know, the gun running and everything else that's a possibility, you know, that's actually far, far worse. But regardless, to think that this woman could be our next president is really frightening.
Right. Yeah. And she's a flat-out liar. You know, so, you know, those of you who still think of Hillary Clinton as a great prospective candidate for the Democratic Party, she's a flat-out liar. This woman should not be anywhere near the federal government. You know, she shouldn't be anywhere near business either, frankly. I mean, she's scandalous as they come when it come right down to it. So the RNC, the Republican National Committee, is looking at pre-election Benghazi communications between the State Department and the Obama campaign. They put in a FOIA request, Freedom of Information, to find out if those talking points and the adjustments to them were due to some campaign trickery. Now, dollar to donuts, I'm going to bet there is something. And hopefully they'll find these things, because you know what? This needs to come out. This is a disgrace to the United States. It's a disgrace to our form of government, but these guys can get away with this.
And they seem to all the time.
Repeatedly getting the pass from the media on this.
And again, we go back to, let's look at the, you know, the George Bush administration as the benchmark. Would they be getting away with any of this?
No. They would have tarred and feathered George Bush and dragged him from office. He would have been impeached faster than you could say Benghazi.
Yeah.
So exactly. The Republicans are believing the talking points were altered to remove any reference to Islamic terrorism, possibly to protect Obama's campaign trail claim that he had largely defeated al-Qaeda. We saved GM, but we killed Osama bin Laden. Yeah, you may have killed bin Laden, but you sure didn't do anything to al-Qaeda, because you know what? They were attacking us at that point prior to the election.
Right, right. And attacking American territory, killing American citizens. So the deaths of those people was horrendous. It's a horrible tragedy. But also American territory attacked, our prestige, the way people view us as being competent to handle ourselves, destroyed in my mind. But they still seem to get away with it.
Right. Now, Charles Krauthammer had, and I love Charles Krauthammer. I'm trying to figure a way to get him in our current newspaper, and I'll pay whatever it costs, but it's very hard to track his company down to try and get them give us their information, you know. And he was interviewed on Fox, of course. And let's play track one, Derek, because I want people to understand that there is more still coming on Benghazi. And Charles Krauthammer always hits it on the head. Here we go.
I think there's a bigger story here, and here's the one that will in time come out. The biggest scandal of all, the biggest question of all is, what was the president doing in those 8 hours? He had a routine meeting at 5 o'clock. He never after, during the 8 hours, when our guys have their lives in danger, for he never calls Secretary of Defense, he never calls the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, he never calls the CIA Director. Who does he call? About 5 hours in, he calls the Secretary of State. And after the phone call, she releases a statement essentially about the video and how we denounce any intolerance.
Wow.
It looks as if the only phone call was to construct a cover story at a time when the last two Americans who died were still alive and fighting for their lives. There's the scandal, and that, I think, has got to be uncovered.
All right, so there you go. And he takes it right back to Hillary Clinton as well. So the president is in communication with Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton was already in contact with Greg Hicks, who was the lead guy now in Libya after the death of Chris Stevens, who told her, he already testified, we are under an attack, and this is not anything about a video, and yet her and Obama calling each other, trying to come up with some cover story to help save his election and to help cover her butt, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how is this not on every station, Channel 2, Channel 4, Channel 7? Why are we the only ones talking about it? The people at this radio station, you know, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, those guys are talking about it. But why isn't the mainstream media talking about this 24/7 until we get all the answers we need?
It's a really mysterious phenomenon, but it seems to occur when Democrats are in office. You know, there's a real consistency there. But, you know, you talk to some people, and they argue the other way around, that, you know, Fox News is the culprit in this, and that the incident itself is not. So I just don't get it, Gary.
Right.
I can't figure it out.
Well, Byron York, we do a lot of links to Washington Examiner at thedailydrift.com, and Byron York is one of my favorite writers. I love listening to him. He's on a lot of the talk shows as well. But he brought up a point, because he's saying there's a lot of information that the military is still classifying in response to Benghazi, which they don't need to unclassify everything, but some stuff should have been. And it's particularly important to Congress because on September 10th, 2012, the day before Benghazi attack happened, Obama said this: early today, the president heard from a national security principal on preparedness and security posture on the eve of the 11th anniversary. Oh, we're going to miss it. Okay. Boy, I hate those hard breaks.
Going to a hard break, Fox News.
Brutal. Dude, you need to get the flags up, Derek, and start doing one of these at me.
That evil Fox News. They're probably going to pick on Hillary or something.
There you go. Yeah. Exactly. All right. Well, you're catching the drift. We'll see you on the other side.
Always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham! Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham! For the latest issues discussed by hosts Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theronex. They stay tuned in for state and local news with Dan Martin, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business with Wham! Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. The Oklahoma City region trying to bounce back from major storms that hit almost 2 weeks ago must now deal with yesterday's rain and tornadoes that left 9 dead. El Reno Mayor Matt White.
We had about 8 inches to 9 inches falling during the tornado, and after that, a lot of flooding. And that's the problem trying to get first responders around the town.
President Obama in his weekly address says the economy's improving, urging Congress to do its part.
We've got to keep this progress going until middle-class families start regaining that sense of security. And we can't let partisan politics get in the way.
In the GOP response, Alaska Governor Sean Parnell pushing for energy independence.
The Republican House has acted. It's time for the Democratic-controlled Senate to do the same.
A second man's been charged in London with killing a soldier run down by a car and hacked to death. He had been in the hospital for injuries suffered in the attack. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current. To succeed in today's business environment, your business needs to be seen by as many customers as possible. The Current newspaper serves Washtenaw, Oakland, and Livingston counties. Advertising in The Current newspaper is the best way to get your money's worth out of your print media budget. The Current has grown to 6 times its size since 2007 because we have a unique venue for local content, common sense opinion, and your business message. Getting your business message into thousands of homes for mere pennies apiece is the best way to do that. And your ad is also seen online for free. Call Sam Iaquinto at 734-323-0777. That's 734-323-0777. Or go to currentonline.com. That's CourantOnline.com. Grow your business in print and online with The Current newspaper.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Janda, host of Operation Freedom, broadcasting live from Wham! Talk 1600's Freedom Bunker every Sunday from 3 to 5. We are the only operating room in all of radio. Every Sunday in our OR, we dissect current events with the help of guests that Enemedia are afraid to bring to light. Our goal is to educate and empower you. I hope you'll join our OR team every Sunday from 3 to 5 right here at Wham! Talk 1600. Yeah!
No matter where you are in the world, whether you have a radio or not, you can listen to Wham! Talk 1600. All you need is a computer or even a smartphone. Just go to whamradio.com and click on the Listen Live link. See the latest updates to whamradio.com and be sure to listen live. From Trenton, New Jersey to Monterey, California, Toledo to Ishpeming, Wham! Talk 1600 is there, online and streaming live. whamradio.com. You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And thank you for tuning in to Catch My Drift this Saturday. And in the studio with me, Brandon Drake. Again, Brandon, welcome.
Hey, thank you, Gary.
And of course, Derek, as always, man in the control console. You can say hi, Derek. There you go.
Hello, everybody.
There you go.
You know, Derek's like, I've said to him for a couple years now, he's like Special Forces. wherever you need Derek, he's there.
That's right.
He goes right in, he does the mission, and I've never heard this man complain once in my entire tenure of being at Wham.
Well, with that haircut, you could be Special Forces, too.
He is Special Forces.
That's right.
He really is.
Yeah. Well, we were talking before the break that The Obama administration is still not off the hook yet. I'm not about ready to let him or Hillary off the hook on this. So if I have to beat this until Election Day 2014, I will continue to do so. But there's a story, and you get the link to it at thedailydrift.com, that Byron York wrote in his op-ed. And he's reliving what happened on September 10th of 2012, the day before the Benghazi attacks, and the president had a press conference. And he talked about President for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism John Brennan had a conversation with him. During the briefing today, I'm quoting this now, during the briefing today, the president and the principals discussed specific measures we are taking in the homeland to prevent 9/11-related attacks, as well as the steps taken to protect U.S. persons and facilities abroad, as well as force protection. So they were talking that they were doing everything possible the day before. And yet again, we find out all the people who asked for more security prior to the attack were turned down. That when somebody was under attack, Chris Stevens was dead already, we had special forces in place ready to go in, and they were told to stand down.
You know, Obama was too busy shooting hoops with JC and out in the Rose Garden smoking a cigarette. That's what was going on.
You think it was just a cigarette? Hanging out with Jay-Z? Come on, you know. Yeah, it's just amazing. Well, I am not going to let this one go. We will hit this continually because I think you're going to get more and more of this stuff coming out. There's no doubt about it. There's more Benghazi whistleblowers coming to the forefront. I think you're not seeing the end of it. So
I hope not. I hope, you know, like you're doing a great job by bringing it up, and I hope that we do have people like Krauthammer and others in the national media and in Congress that will, you know, keep pursuing this.
Yeah, and you know, I don't think a lot. I didn't get to this a few weeks ago. The lady who edited those talking points for Obama, she got herself a nice promotion recently.
Mm.
Yeah, that. What is her name here? I'm trying to go through my paper. Oh, it's Newland. You see her all the time. She was the one in charge of the talking points being changed, and she just got a promotion. Well, thanks for doing a great job. No.
Yeah. Promotion there. Slash bribe payoff.
All right. Well, let's move on to our IRS scandal because there's more information that came out this week on that as well. The IRS is saying right now they have 88 employees under specific investigation for this because they think they have documents. And they're actually saying they're going to turn these documents over to Congress for this. So it's not just one or two people now, obviously. And it is 88. It's finally nice that this is coming out, that it's actually getting some scrutiny. I can turn on Channel 2, 4, or 7 and actually see some of the scandal about the IRS coming out, which I'm just blown away. It's like they've had an epiphany that Obama's not their best friend anymore, you know. 157 times John Shulman, former director of the IRS, has been to Barack Obama's White House, more than any other cabinet member. So let's take a look, shall we, at how many visits cabinet members seem to do. Douglas Shulman hits the top of the list with 157. A lot of names here you probably won't know. Hillary Clinton has only been to the White House, looks like 48 times. Okay, only 48 times. Let's see, Arne Duncan, looking in the 30 range, Secretary of Education. Jack Lew, probably in that 30 range. So, you know, it's funny how the IRS guy has been there more than twice what the next person, Rebecca Blank. I'm not even sure who Rebecca Blank is. But Ray LaHood's been there 25 times. Stephen Chu, 20-odd times. Robert Gates, looks like Robert Gates, defense secretary at the time, I think, right? Way down to 30. So I guess we understand what happened in Benghazi, right?
And in all fairness to Hillary Clinton, the reason she didn't go that many times is because every time she goes, she has flashbacks of Monica Lewinsky.
Oh!
She can't handle it. She's still suffering.
I can't believe you went there.
Oh, of course I would.
You think she went looking? Did she wear a blue dress?
She's the devil with the blue dress.
I don't think I've seen blue. I haven't seen Monica, or I'm sorry, not Monica. I haven't seen Hillary wear blue since.
I partly brought up Monica Lewinsky because apparently she's in London right now, and she's quite the socialite over there.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't really read all the details.
You think she gets invited to parties just because, hey, there's the chick that, you know, with Mr. Clinton.
Right.
You know, if you're going to have a celebrity, you know, you want to have one that you can make fun of, I guess.
And you think that at these parties, when they see her walk in, they look, you know, the people at the party look at her and go, oh, she did wash her dress.
I got a good joke for that, but I can't tell it over here, too. And then besides that, now, we reported this months ago. There's more trouble brewing for the IRS, and they kind of got a pass back then. The IRS spent tons of money, and at one time, Derek, I think I had a clip of one of these commercials. They did videos at the IRS. They were like training videos or some type of video to help let the IRS people know what's going on. They'd spent like $60,000 to do a video of, it looked like Star Trek. They built a Star Trek set, and they talked about the IRS and how people weren't paying their fair share and whatnot. And then there's one on, and you go to the website today at thedailydrift.com, there's one that's got an IRS, and it's like a dance competition, you know, something related to you think you can dance or something like that. And I'm thinking to myself, really? We're spending that kind of money right now?
Tax
when you,
dollars on it.
Yeah, you're spending those kind of tax dollars, $60,000, $100,000 on stupid videos, and you stopped feeding our Marines in Afghanistan hot food. Seriously? You know, how any voter can even consider, if I had voted for Obama right now, I would be just horrified. Horrified that I wasted my vote, that I put a man into position who would take the sequester and stop feeding our Marines hot food and yet allow these morons at the IRS to go ahead and make videos, funny videos.
Are they on YouTube?
They are. Oh, yeah. You go to the Daily Drift, and then from there, they'll show the little YouTube down the corner. You can watch them up on YouTube.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. You put IRS videos into YouTube, and you'll come up with two or three of these things that they spent tons of money on and didn't have to. 734-822-1600 is the call-in line. If you want to get in on this conversation, love to have your call. Our sponsor this half hour is The Current Newspaper, C-O-U-R-A-N-T, That Current. You can go to currentonline.com and check it out if you want to advertise with us. It's a great way to spend your print media budget. We have grown the paper from 5,000 in 2007 to 35,000 circulation in 2013, is it? I was going to say 14, but it's not there yet. I'm wishing my life away.
You need to bottle your source of energy, Gary, because you could make a fortune, because you have like three full-time jobs.
It seems like it sometimes.
How do you
it?
Do it?
You know, well, there's a cost, my man. There's a terrible cost, and most of it is the lack of hair that continues to grow, not on my head anymore.
Yeah, you got plenty of hair.
Yeah, on my back.
Well, I don't want to go there. I haven't seen that.
It's just amazing how the Current has managed to grow.
Yeah.
And when most newspapers are falling. And I think part of it is the conservative bent. I made no secret about it. The very first time I did an editorial, I said, you know what? I'm not balanced, but I am fair. And I will print other people's opposing opinions, even if I completely disregard or disagree with them and think they're complete lunatics. I still believe you have a right to be a lunatic and spout off if you want to. This is America. That's, you know, it's what we do. Look at Hillary Clinton, right?
And one thing that's really cool about the Drift, the Current, is that at a time when it seemed like all print newspapers were just going to be extinct like dinosaurs, you launched it.
Yeah. It's come a long way in the last few years. It really is amazing. So if you want to advertise on The Current, you can call Sam Iaquinto, 734-323-0777, or go to currentonline.com. That's CourantOnline.com. Great place to spend your money if you want to advertise. Or you can advertise here on this radio show. Look at Derek. Yeah. Advertise here so we can get Derek a raise. Okay. Well, maybe not. He gives it two thumbs up. Okay, so let's move on from, we're going to run into a break, aren't we, Derek? Let's do that, and I can get a glass of water because I'm a little parched. We'll see you on the other side.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The Salem Area Historical Society will hold its annual County Arts and Crafts Fair on August 24th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Jarvis Stone School, 7991 North Territorial Road in Plymouth. This fair is for arts, antiques, crafts, and business items. No garage sale items, please. And there's an early bird special if payment is received prior to July 27th. Applications are due August 10th. For more information, visit sahhistory.org or call 248-486-5515. The Manchester Farmers Market invites you to come out and shop for the best in fresh-grown produce, as well as baked goods, meats, honey, and more. The Manchester Farmers Market is located on Adrian Street, just off of Main in Manchester. The market is open every Thursday, 4 to 8 p.m. until October 10th. For more information, go to www.48158.com. Each year, children are placed into foster homes due to circumstances beyond their control. Their home life has been disrupted, and they are in need of a strong, stable place to live until they are able to return home. Caring homes are needed to provide a safe place for these children to live until they can return to their birth families. Homes are needed for children of all ages, especially teenagers. Girlstown Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has served children and families in the Metro Detroit area since 1958. Your help is needed. Interested people can call 734-697-4804, extension 241, or visit girlstownfoundation.org.
You've been listening to the Wham! Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham! Talk 1600. In touch with your community.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
This is the ClarkCast with Matt Clark.
With all the spiraling debt, with all of the unemployment still going down the you-know-what, instead of realizing the policies aren't working, maybe we need to change our game plan, maybe we should reevaluate that. No, we're going to be taxing more. Not just taxing more, we're also going to be throwing a tax at you if you don't do something.
Don't miss the ClarkCast, live Sunday afternoons, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern.
Derek's bopping his head to that music, man. You like that, don't you? You're a Tupac guy at heart. I can see you, Derek.
I never thought of Derek as a rap kind of a guy. Country music, I thought, Derek.
I think Derek could do a mean rap.
Yeah, I like some rap, but some of it's catchy, but yeah, I'm mainly a country guy.
Yeah. Now tell me, you doing the Eminem thing, Derek? Huh? With that blonde hair, you could be doing the Eminem thing. You know?
Yeah, I could be mistaken for him, sure.
Okay, so let's move on, shall we? Because we had the horrible British attack. Those two Muslim guys killed that British guy a week ago. And shortly thereafter, there was a stabbing of a French soldier on patrol in Paris. Mm-hmm. Now, oddly enough, right there should tell you the difference between Europe and America. They've actually got military soldiers doing the patrolling in France. You know what I mean? You want to talk about gun laws. You go to a French airport, baby, there's submachine guns everywhere.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Those guys are fully armed. You don't see that here. We got TSA guys with pistols. You don't see a whole lot of, unless something happened, you don't see the automatic rifles come out. But I think part of that is the gun culture. You know what? Everyone here, well, not everyone, but we've got a lot more guns, so people think twice. You know, go to Europe, you got to wait on a guy with a machine gun to protect you. Yeah, I don't know if I'm comfortable with that either.
Right, and by the time they respond, when seconds count, they're there in minutes, right?
Right, exactly. Well, one of the things that bothers me about these Islamic attacks are the way they get treated afterwards. So the two guys in London got caught. One of them's already been charged. The other guy, I think, is still in the hospital and waiting to be charged because they got shot. When the British police showed up, they just shot them.
I'm surprised the British police had guns. I'm surprised you didn't see bobbies running out there with little rubber mallets.
I'm trying to remember when that happened, but they did finally get their guns in London. So the bobbies do have.
They had to oil them up and assemble them and
yeah, put them together. What bothers me about, if you go through the news looking for this, they did catch this guy, and Paris prosecutors are only naming him at this point, Alexander D, who has admitted to attacking the French soldier. He's a 22-year-old. The guy that was stabbed was a 22-year-old, and this guy looks like he's 21-ish. Oh no, he's 22 as well. And he hit him with a pocket knife. You know, went up and stabbed him, said a prayer. They got him on videotape, clear as a bell, doing a prayer, and then savagely attacking this French soldier. And luckily, he didn't die, but it was still a pretty brutal attack.
Oh yeah.
But why would they not give us the man's full name? Why are you protecting this guy? Is it because he's Muslim, perchance?
Oh, no, that couldn't be.
Is there something special about him that we can't know his name? And at least in London, at least they gave us the names as quickly as they could, you know. Here in France, which has a very large Muslim population, so maybe the fact is they're so scared now to incite riots because they have them fairly often.
Right, right, in the Paris suburbs especially.
Right. Now, at thedailydrift.com, we have some wonderful writers who submit columns regularly. One of them is Michael Goodell. Michael's a guy from Detroit, the east side of Detroit anyways. And he's got a great sense of humor. I've been trying to get him on the show for a long time. Michael, if you're listening or you're listening on podcast later, we still want you to come on the show. But somehow he ended up getting, this makes him probably a prize journalist in my book, because I went looking, you know, for an hour this morning and could not pull up this name. He pulled up the name, Alexander Dossy, D-H-A-U-S-S-Y. That's what it's looking like. And again, it's a great article. He writes it with a little tongue-in-cheek. But he's saying the same thing. Why are we giving special, what's the word I'm looking for?
Handling them with kid gloves.
Yes.
We're walking on eggshells, tiptoeing around it.
Yes.
Politically correct,
yeah,
all the cliches.
We wouldn't do that if it was a Catholic extremist.
Right.
You know? We wouldn't do with it if it was a Baptist extremist. You know, we wouldn't do if it was any Christian extremist. We'd, hey, hang that guy right now. Let's get him out there. You know what I mean? Why do we give that special protection to him?
And you know, like in Pakistan, for example, I don't want to change the subject here, but like say if there are any, a Christian in Pakistan, and he's still alive in Pakistan, did the exact same thing in the streets of Lahore.
Yeah.
Or
Bangladesh.
I'm forgetting the one city that's...
Big city there. I know yeah. what you're talking. It's on the tip of my
and
tongue.
See,
we both got Alzheimer's.
Yeah. There would be riots in Pakistan and maybe throughout the Muslim world.
Right.
You know, I mean, where thousands of people might be injured or killed. Our embassy would be stormed
right.
if it wasn't American.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I'm getting at. The response from the locals would just be over the top.
Yeah. Well, hold on a second. Let's go with Trudy. I'm sorry to keep Trudy online for so long. Trudy, welcome to the show. What do you got going on?
I could not believe when you said that our military people in Afghanistan are not having hot meals. Is that correct?
Yeah, Camp Leatherneck, they've reduced them to MREs, I guess. They're not going to feed them hot meals anymore, and they're blaming it on the sequester and budget cuts and blah, blah, blah. And yet it's perfectly okay to have some big shindigs at the White House. Yeah, doesn't that bother you, Trudy?
Oh. I keep my blood pressure down most of the time. I'm calm. But I got furious, and I called Wham right away, and I asked Derek, I said, did I hear correctly that our military people are not going to have hot meals? As a mother, I know that every once in a while, the cold stuff is okay. But for dinner, something like that.
Yeah,
like you said, at the White House, I'd love to see the daily menu for the White House
oh,
or
yeah.
when they have their parties. Plaza Gras or whatever.
Yeah, I'm
furious. I don't know what can maybe some of us moms here in the United States could have a letter writing program or something demanding that that our troops are fed better than what they are now saying.
Yeah, well, that's
terrible.
That's Obama's way of celebrating Memorial Day, I guess. Cold rations for you guys.
So what?
You know?
Maybe he and his family should eat those rations, whatever you want to call them,
right,
for
exactly.
a week. See how they like it.
Well, Trudy, if you want to initiate a campaign like that, I will do whatever I have to in the newspaper and on my website to help you along. So you send me an email, gary@thedailydrift.com, and if you want to start that, I'll help you out, and we'll get a little website started for that letter writing campaign.
I do anything. My father was a First World War veteran, and he adored this country. And as little kids, my sister and I and my mother would be with my dad selling the poppies on Memorial Day, and my father always used to say, "Yes, this was the real color of those poppies, and also of the blood that the Allies shed."
Wow.
Europe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I better just give me your address again. Go ahead, sir. I have a pencil here.
It's gary@thedailydrift.com. Drift, yep. DRIFT .com.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
And I'll put you on hold, and you can get it again from Derek, just in case you need it, okay?
Thanks, Trudy.
All right. Thanks, Trudy. Okay, so there you go. So Trudy's outraged. We should all be outraged to the maximum. Here's something else you'll probably be outraged about. You know, we all like our social media. I'm on Facebook. If you want to friend me on Facebook, feel free to friend me. You get to see all the cool stuff that I get to see. I've got a lot of good stuff on that website. Go to Facebook and join me. I'll be happy to friend you. But a U.S. attorney in Tennessee is reportedly vowing to use federal civil rights statutes to clamp down on offensive and inflammatory speech about Islam. Bill Killian, U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Tennessee, was quoted this week suggesting that some inflammatory material on Islam might run afoul of federal civil rights laws. So those of us, including me and my website, or your Facebook, if you're a Facebooker and you put something up there that's bad about Islam, you might be prosecuted by the federal government now.
Incredible.
How about protecting Catholics? You know, there was a story this week I saw. It was on the Daily Drift. The president of Ohio State University was saying some pretty nasty stuff about the Catholics at Notre Dame.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, did you see it?
I know a little
President
bit of
G,
it.
G, I think his
I know
name.
Of
his
it.
Last name is G-E-E,
right.
I think. How about him? Maybe there should be some federal statutes against him saying stuff about Catholics that way. I mean, it's an outrage.
They should reserve a room for McGuantanamo.
Yeah, well, you know what? Those of us who blog and care about our country could all end up at Guantanamo in Obama's world. You know,
sure.
It's Obama in Wonderland. I just when I saw this, I was just outraged. Social media posts trashing Muslims may violate somebody else's civil rights. Really?
Once again, walking on eggshells and just, you can't even express yourself now.
Well, I refuse to walk on eggshells, as you can tell.
Right.
Because I put myself out there every day
and
once a week, as do you. And anyone that works at this radio station, I think we're all ready for the gulag. I had a guest in last week talking about we're all going to be in the gulag before too long. Well, thanks for tuning in and catching my drift for another show. Brandon, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Derek, thanks for producing another great show. And you can catch us on podcast later if you didn't catch the whole thing. Go to thedailydrift.com. Until then, we'll see you next week.